This episode, special thanks go out to Comedy 4 Fan and Portable Sounds for their great reviews of Comedy Forecast over at iTunes. Comedy Forecast, episode 210, Grand Central Studio. Hi, I'm Clinton. I've always wanted to run my own station, and now I do. Comedy Forecast. Yep, my studio is right here on the abandoned fourth floor observation deck of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers in downtown Midland Fair. Okay, so I have to rely on the residents, staff, and guests for my content, and my budget is about $4. But hey, it's a start. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy is the world's number one domain name registrar. They offer websites, hosting, email, and more. Plus, save 10% on your entire order when you use the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, boss, tell me again, why is it we're standing out on a platform? Outside a window. Four stories up. In the middle of the night.
It's because we are scouting locations for a no pigeon community, poop near the park.
Alrighty then.
No, that is not it, you idiot. It is because we want a certain crate that is somewhere on the other side of this window. There, in the Comedy Forecast studio.
You mean the one marked T-E-A?
Correct, my lofty ledge mate. And since Clinton won't give it to us, we're going to steal it. Ha ha! Oh, oh, oh! I almost slipped.
But why can't we just take it out through the lobby?
Impossible. That eagle-eyed bell captain would be sure to spot us.
You mean the guy in the Sergeant Pepper costume who talks to the water fountain?
Precisely. Cap may seem like he's one tire short of a unicycle, but he's not fooling me. After all, I work with the real thing every day.
And what's that supposed to mean?
But this plan is perfect. Dare I say brilliant. No one would ever expect us to risk our very lives, not to mention the lives of everyone on the street below us, by taking the crate out through this observation deck window.
You know, there's probably a good reason for that.
That was the elevator. Duck down.
Why? Are we planning some kind of surprise party?
Get down.
Okay, here we are. This is the last stop on our list.
Great, because it's getting awfully late. Hey, I remember this place. We installed that replacement observation deck window back in episode 203. Why are we back so soon?
According to my list, it's time to install a patch.
Man, these windows upgrades are a real hassle.
Tell me about it. Once they leave the factory, you'd think that would be the end of it. But you know engineers, they love to change things.
You know, maybe we could just do this via the web next time. I heard about this great program called GoToMyPG.
Huh?
You know, pane of glass. Anyway, let's get to it.
Hold on. Let me turn on the lights first.
Great. Now I'll just... set off the alarm. Oh, man.
Don't panic. I think we can turn it off. Quick, hand me a sonic screwdriver.
Dude, really? You're going to play the whole super geek angle? That's so stereotypical.
Well, what's your idea?
Hang on. I'm writing a Ruby on Rails script that'll generate a witty reply.
All right, both of you. Hands up.
Hey, look, it's the bell captain.
Dang alarm! Quiet!
Hiya, Cap. It's us, Chuck and Buck and Greg. You know, not the guys from Technorama.
Put a Studebaker in it, bub. I don't want to hear another peep out of you. Ooh, peeps. I love peeps. All soft and marshmallowy, shaped like cute little bunnies and ducks. Except with them creepy black eyes. Doll eyes.
Cap, we just talked to you down in the lobby, remember? We were here to install the upgrade on the observation deck window.
I don't know what you're trying to pull, but I warn you, try to pull something on me, and I'm bound to break something. Probably my hip, so don't try anything funny.
On this show?
Hey, Buck, aren't you a black belt?
Yeah, but I don't have it with me.
So without your black belt, you don't have your black belt powers? You're kind of like a red shirt, huh?
Okay, both of you, into the elevator. I already called the police. Or Petula Clark. Either way, you're going downtown.
Nice 1960s reference, Cap.
Come on, into the elevator. It's magic. It'll take you downstairs without any stairs.
Don't forget to turn off the lights.
Go green, save energy.
Yeah, yeah, darn tree hoppers. Back in my day, we didn't have electricity. We just rubbed our feet on the carpet to turn the light on.
They're gone. Now is our chance.
But how are we gonna get inside?
It's obvious, my uninformed underling. Those techno geeks installed this window, yes? So there must be some kind of way to get in through a software back door.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Is this a door or a window?
I can't find anything.
Well, then let's try it my way.
You are an idiot! That is sure to set off the alarm.
Sure would. Except Sergeant Peppers turned it off.
I knew that. Quick, inside. And we'd better not take any chances. Leave the lights off. Now, start looking for that crate. You have lots of work to do.
I was honestly having a better time standing out on the ledge.
All right, we've been over this 20 times.
23, actually.
Then we're gonna keep going over it until one of you two clowns tells us the truth.
Come on, Sarge. You're being kind of rough on him, don't you think? Give him a break.
A break? The only thing I'm gonna break is a chair over one of these guys' heads unless they come clean.
At least let them call their lawyer.
Whose side are you on?
Excuse me?
I just meant that...
Excuse me, Sarge?
You kind of...
If you're gonna play good cop, bad cop, you should at least have two cops in here.
Yeah, although that was awesome.
Look, you two, just drop this act about being geeks and confess. Then we can all get on with our lives. Yours will just be behind bars.
But we didn't do anything.
We caught you red-handed in that office.
We were just there to install an update.
You know, Patch Tuesday.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let me guess. You're a Mac user.
Sarge! Sarge!
What is it, Torval?
We've been able to identify just about everything they had on them.
Any stolen goods?
Not sure. I can't tell what this thing is.
What in the name of Jack Webb is that thing? Some kind of frisbee?
No, it's my Tron identity disc. Duh.
Whoa. Be careful with that.
It's all right, Chuck. I mean, Buck. I have the biometric activator armed.
Nice work, but how did you solve the problem of unacceptable false positive ID?
Their story checks out, Torval. Let him go.
Random intervals.
Makes sense.
I can't see a thing in here. I really think we need to turn on the light.
No, my nocturnal ne'er-do-well. We don't want to attract attention. Remember my motto, stealth is the key.
Stealth is the key, huh? What was that?
It was mice with lots of luggage. I am going to sit down for a moment. This chair is very uncomfortable. It is like sitting on a box. Warble, are you still looking for that crate?
Yeah. Nope, that's not it. No. Not. That's not it either. You know, this is stupid. I'm gonna turn on the light. Oh, so this was what was making all that noise. Hey, boss, look. It's a dolphin that makes a noise when you squeeze it.
Keep that thing quiet. Look for the crate.
Boss?
Did you find it?
Yeah, kinda. You're sitting on it.
Of course I am. I knew it all along.
Well, then why did you make me...
Never mind. We need to get the crate back out the window. And by we, I mean you. And be quiet about it. Otherwise we'll attract attention. And that is the last thing that we need.
Okay, but it'll help if you get off it first.
What? Oh, right. It is the elevator. Hide.
Why? I think I could take the elevator if it's a fair fight.
Just hide.
Yes, on the ground. Oh, funny. I don't remember leaving the lights on. Oh, well. Oh, wait. I almost forgot to turn the alarm off. There. That's better. Now to go record some... What the... And what happened to my window?
Caught you in the act. Whoa. It sure pays to ride the elevator at odd hours in the middle of the night.
Cap, what's up?
None of your back talk, slime.
What? Cap, don't you recognize me? I'm Clinton. This is my studio.
Oh, yeah, sure. and I'm the queen of English muffins and French toast.
Cap, I had a 5-minute conversation with you in the lobby before I came up here. You pushed the elevator button for me.
I think I'd remember something like that.
I don't.
Zip it, bub. Into the elevator.
This is why I don't tip you.
Well, the joke's on you. I don't like it when people tip me. Fall over way too easy.
Are they gone?
I don't know.
Then go look.
Why is it that I'm always the one that has to do all the dirty work?
It's simply my argumentative assistant. One of us has to do it, and it is not me.
Alrighty then. Well, the coast is clear. Let's grab that crate and get out of here.
No, it's too dangerous. This place is busier than the dressing room at a Lady Gaga concert. We've got to get out of here.
But what are we gonna do about the crate?
I will have to come up with another brilliant plan. Good thing I am a genius. Now, get back out the window.
All right, you're the boss.
Put the dolphin down.
But he's so huggable. I mean, look, his tag even says his name is Hoppy.
Wobble, put him down.
Fine.
Thanks to Chuck Tomasi and Craig Stepp from Technorama, www.chuckchat.com/technorama, and Paul Berry from A Window to the Magic, www.windowtothemagic.com.
If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, @gmail.com, or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4. And follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter, all one word, you get the idea. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy. Because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
If you like the show, give us a great review, and we'll give you a shout-out.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Kinsey from the Brazilianisms Podcast. Don't touch that dial. Here comes the virtual table of random things.
And we're back. For those of you who don't know, the virtual table of random things is a place where Comedy Forecast listeners can drop off or pick up all sorts of incredibly random things. Virtually, of course. First up, we have a message from someone who claims to be a number one fan.
Clint! Clint, this is Gladys. I'm your number one fan. I'm sorry you didn't win the People's Choice Award. You're my choice. We like Clint. I want to give you an award to leave on the table of random things. I found in the attic my third runner-up quilting bee, 1932. you can have that. An honorable mention, best cucumber, 1940, and a blue ribbon best speller, class of 1922. I love Clint. And the number one fan. Bye.
For some reason, that call made me very, very nervous. But the upshot is, we now have several more awards on the virtual table. That's in addition to the Parsec Award of John Bell's for Bells in the Bat Free that's still sitting there. No one's picked that one up yet. I received this email from Zach. So I'm going to have the talking camera read that for us.
I would like to add some broken iPod earbuds to the virtual table. I don't know what is on the table, so I will take nothing.
One set of broken iPod earbuds it is. And finally, this call came in from Scott.
Okay, Clinton, this is Scott again. Okay, I just heard that Bad Note Billy got out of jail, so I was going to suggest you get a bulletproof vest. So on the table around the things, I am dropping off a bulletproof vest for you to pick up. So you can protect yourself from Bad Note Billy when he comes to kill you. And I also want to try to find him a good hiding place. So bye.
Well, thank you, Scott, but I have every hope that the Middling Fair Police Department will keep me safe from Bad Note Billy. Believe me, every hope. Oh, but it seems like Scott is calling back again.
Hey, Clinton, it's Scott again. Okay, I just want to say one thing. I forgot, after I left my message, I forgot to do this. So, there were things. Say hi to, this time, Dave and Rory for me. So, yeah, I'm going to be changing jobs. So, yeah, just say hi to Dave and Rory for me, and I'll be happy. That's it. Done.
Bye.
Oh, never mind. Bye.
Hey, Derek. Rory. Scott says hello.
Well, that's nice. Right, Rory?
Well, that depends, my compadre. Have we ever met this Scott person? People? Peas in a pod?
I don't know. Is that important?
Well, sure it is. I mean, if we've met him, I'd say, hello. But if we haven't met him yet, I'd say, the exit is blocked! Get me a fresh zebra!
Why would you... Never mind. I don't want to know.
You're lost, brother.
Well, that's all the time we have for now. Remember to phone in with anything you want to drop off or pick up from the virtual table. You can do it by calling the super secret phone line. Shh! At area code 360-515-0004. And that's in the United States, so dial accordingly. I'll talk to you next time.